Train hard, live easy. Train hard, live easy. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman, and if you are coming through, please do let me know. It's Friday. I love a Friday. It's a Friday feeling. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. It's gin night. Something to look forward to, right? When I was serving in the Royal Marines, we used to have this saying, train hard, fight easy. Train hard, fight easy. And when we're out in the field, and when we were preparing to go to Afghan, to go into theatre, we would do months of training. We would be out in the fields, forests. We'd be training hard, we would be drilling a troop attack, a section attack. We do it once, twice, three times, we get it right, then do it better. Then add scenarios in. Throwing in worst case scenarios of casualties. It would just be a demanding schedule to ensure that when we took the fight to the enemy, that we would be mentally and physically and emotionally ready for that fight, because we had 10x'd the level of training that was required. Nothing can actually prepare you to go to battle, but you can be over prepared to ensure that you thought of every single situation that is possible to go out there. So that's why we used to have that mantra, train hard, fight easy. Now I often use that mentality for myself, and I'm very much train hard, live easy. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meet-up training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment, and you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Now I'm going to put some context on train here. This is not like throwing weights around, kettlebells around, although it is part of it. I'm talking very much about the mental and emotional state and training those aspects of our lives to be able to live easier. So the stuff that I do that seems crazy to people, for me, is normal because I'm training myself hard to live an easier life. Getting up at 4:15, doing 3-minute cold showers, going in there when it's snowing, doing my journal, having set rituals and routines, having a transition routine, having discipline, having my way of doing stuff that makes life a little harder. I train myself harder in those aspects, so that when it comes to life, life becomes a little easier to deal with when it punches you in the face. You can quite often look at life. Digby, down here now. You can often look at life as war. And the war doesn't really end until you die. It's a lifelong war. And along that life or that war, we have to deal with a series of battles. Every single day, there's a battle. There's a different battle, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's with your work, whether it's with friends, whether it's with your health. So we have to be battle ready. We have to be battle ready. And the way that we are battle ready is by having the processes, the swimmings in the seas, the cold showers, the morning routines, the process. And the process is training hard. It's training you to be battle ready for life, so that when those battles happen, you are resilient enough to deal with them. You are mentally hard enough to deal with them. Because the problem is, on the flip side of this, when we don't train hard for life, we crumble. So we fall into that victim mentality. That is the direct result of not training hard for life. Feeling sorry for yourself, not taking responsibility, drinking to hide, snapping at the people you love most. That's when you know you are not battle ready. That's when you know you are not training yourself. You're just wallowing in your own self shit. Sorry, I was trying not to rant. I was going to go off on one then, but I'm not going to. So the theory of training hard to live easier is one of that. It's one of perspective that makes you see why the process is so important. Why having a mission is so important. And I could keep telling you to this, you're blue in the face. And people would keep listening, keep saying in the comments, I needed that today. Oh, that really resonates with me. But I guess my question to you guys is, why do you need that today? Why can you resonate with that? Why are you not saying, that's what I'm doing? That's the direction I'm on. That's why I'm getting up earlier. That's why I'm changing my life. The problem that we have right now is that every now and then you're looking for that hit of motivation to try and get you to do something. And the gap between wanting to do something and actually implement what I'm talking about and being where you are, want to be, is action. So the next step for you is to take action. Consistent action. Don't tell me that you need to hear this. Tell me that you're doing this. Change the attitude. Change the character. Change the perspective, the values, the principles. Because no one got anywhere listening to some idiot like me and not actioning it. I'm giving you a good state of mind and giving you good theories, but it literally is just theory unless you practice this, unless you put yourself in the line. And if you don't know how to do it, then do my 5-day challenge or do my 28-day challenge and stop with the I don't know how to do it. Stop with the I needed that. Direct action. Because if you didn't show up getting prepared to go to Afghan, it will cost you your life. In this life, if you don't show up for this life, the consequences could be your life. Maybe not right now, but at some point along the line, it's going to catch up with you. And unless you start taking notice, I'm telling you, it's going to catch up with you. And how do I know? Because I have spoken to thousands of guys in the last 3 years who it has caught up with later on in life, with their wife leaving them, with them suddenly being 3 stone overweight, suddenly having health issues, suddenly realizing that they're an alcoholic because they've used drink to help them get through those tough times. It's not about right now. It's not the consequences of not showing up to the battle ready now. It's down the line. It's your tomorrow. Okay? It's about fucking showing up, men. And the only reason I'm ever tough on you guys is because I want the best for you. I want you to be battle ready. I want you to have that elite operator mindset. I want you to win. I want you to have happy lives. I want you to have happy marriages. I want you to be healthy. I don't want you to be my dad that died when I was 6 and leaving your fucking 6-year-old behind. Do you know what I mean? Start taking action, guys. Start taking action. Train hard, live easier.